Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. We'll be talking about Christian Prayer, The Untold Truth, Part 2. Christian Prayer, The Untold Truth, Part 2. Our scripture reading is coming from Psalms 66. Amen. Psalm 66, 16 to 20. And it reads as follows. Come in here, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cry unto him with my mouth, and he has extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name. And as we come unto you this morning, we just ask that you be lifted up on high, Father, knowing that someone is praying unto you this day. We just ask that you will give them the knowledge that they may understand why their prayers are not being heard. Give them the knowledge, Father, to understand why their prayers are used for the righteous. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We magnify you. In all our endeavors, Father, we lift your holy name up in prayer and understanding and in mercy. We just ask these things for your people and for those who seek your holy name. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. We are again talking about the magnificent thing called prayer. Amen. The relationship builder. Amen. Amen. I know some of you have heard some of these things, amen, but right now I want to bring your attention to, because I understand most of the desires of humanity, but the things that is suggested by the preachers in the pulpits on Sundays mornings are nonsense and has nothing to do with God Almighty. They tell you to ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened. He will give you 100-fold and that you shall sow and it shall be given. True enough, all of these things are in the scripture. But what they fail to give you is the other scriptures counteract these scriptures. Amen. So in other words, they are giving you half-truths. Amen. To play with your mind. Because they know that you're not going to look into the scripture and get an understanding for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But if you truly get an understanding of the scriptures, that you ought to know by looking in Galatians 6 and 8 that there's two seeds that's going to grow from your sowing, amen. You can either sow unto this world or you can sow spiritually, amen. So which one are you doing today, amen? Think about it. Think about it and then go search the scriptures. How are you sowing today? Amen, amen. There's many things, amen, that we need to look at pertaining to sowing and reaping, pertaining to prayer, and to pertaining to understanding of prayer. Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. You're just not going to get anything from this life or nothing. So you have to understand what you're going to get. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking at Proverbs. Amen. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. And it reads as follows. He that turn away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. He say, if you turn away your ear from the law, which in the New Testament is the word of God, amen, your prayer is going to be an abomination, amen. Can I get a witness here? I don't think your pastor read this one to you, amen, amen. But all jokes aside, amen, people, we have to gain an understanding of what's really said in the scripture. We can't just read one scripture, take it out of context, and run with it, and put it in our lives, amen. Can I get a witness here? Have you read everything that was pertaining to that scripture? Have you read the text before it? Have you read the texts after it to get an understanding of what he's truly talking about? Church, we need to be more practical in what we are hearing. Amen. Can I get a witness here? You're just not going to get everything or anything out of nothing. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Somebody help me. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, I just pray for this church of your and your wife on this morning, Father, that they may come to an understanding, come to your marvelous light, gaining, Father, what they have not. Amen. There is one of the things, amen, we want to talk about, because this particular session, amen, we talked about prayers on yesterday, on last week, to give you an understanding. But today we're going to talk about the things that hinders prayer. Amen. The hinderings of prayer. Now, the word hinderings, amen, or hinder, come from kelon, amen. Amen. In the Greek, amen. And it means to cut off, to prevent, or forbid. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things, amen, that is a natural hindrance to your prayers, amen, is family business. Amen. Yes, I said that right. Family business. Amen. Let me take you to 1 Peter chapter 3, amen, verse 7. The scripture reads as follows. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Yeah, he used the word hinder. That word hinder means cut off. So your prayers won't be cut off. He's saying that your prayers will be cut off, amen, through problems with your marriage, amen. Can I get a witness here? I'm just telling you what the words say here. So if you got marriage problems and you're trying to pray to God, you might need to fix these marriage problems before you start praying to God, because God may not hear these prayers. He said, likewise, husbands, amen. So the responsibility is toward the husband to fulfill this command. Amen. This command is that you dwell with the wife with knowledge. There are certain things you have to know, husbands, about women. Amen. Can I get a witness here? That's what he's trying to tell you. Amen. And these things you have to know about women, you have to understand they come through knowledge and experience. Amen. Amen. He says, give it honor unto her as a wife, as the wife. Amen. He says, you give honor to her as your wife, as unto the weaker vessel. Amen. He's talking about this flesh, unto a weaker vessel. You can't make somebody do something that they cannot do. Amen. Can I get a witness here? There's limitations to everybody. There's limitations to women. There's limitations also to men. There are certain things men cannot do, amen, and men will not do. Vice versa, the women have to have knowledge and understanding of a man. It comes through experience, amen. Hallelujah. He said, and being as together, you know, he didn't say apart. He said, together of the grace of life, the grace of life. Amen, 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 amen. Come on now, somebody, come here with me now. He said, that your prayers be not hindered, cut off. Amen. So you need to dwell with each other in this knowledge and understanding, amen, of one another's limitations and one another's duties and one another's performance within this marriage, amen, so that your prayers may not be hindered, amen. This is a big thing, amen, because most people, you have a lot of couples that come to churches, amen. And I know many churches don't read these scriptures, but you have to understand that this is thing in getting your prayers hindered, because many people, even though they have marital problems, do not think concerning this scripture, nor concerning their problems in their marriage to reconcile them. And yet they are still praying, amen. As the Bible says, you have to go reconcile your problems first and then come and leave your gift at the altar, amen. Hallelujah. So this is one of the biggest hindrances of prayer to me this day, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the other crooked ways, amen. People think, amen, because the preachers dwelling on them so bad, amen. Amen. They dwell it on you that the fact that, you know, you sow this seed, you're going to get this house, this car, or whatever, amen. But God never said that in the Bible. Amen. He never said that. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. This is one of the most famous verses that the Christian preachers read, but you have to listen to the scripture text, the scriptures before it and the scriptures after it to get an understanding of what he's trying to tell you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's start in verse 2 of chapter 4 of James. James chapter 4, verse 2, it says, ye lust. First of all, it start off clear. He said, ye lust. This is not a good lust, church. He said, you lust and have not. Ye kill, desire to have, and you cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because ye ask not. He said, okay, you ask not. All right. This is why you don't have, because you ask not. Ye ask, and ye receive not. This is verse 3. Because, now here's your contract. Here's your contract. Now listen to what he's saying. He said, ye ask, and receive not. He said, this is why you receive not. He said, because you ask amiss, amen, that ye may consume it on your lusts. You ask in omiss. It's like action in the air or action void, because you ask why you want to consume it upon your lust, upon your person. Amen. This is why you don't have. This is why he's telling you you don't have. Amen. He said, then he said, ye adulterous, adulterous, know ye not that a friendship with the world, an enemy with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enmity with God. You are at war with God. You are at enmity. You are enmity, and envy is you design other folks up, amen. You greedy, amen. That's what envy have to deal with, amen. So this is what the Christian church is dealing with today, amen. And yet nobody is giving them understanding. Amen. God ain't telling you he's going to fulfill your lust of his world. Church, come on. Use your mind. Amen. He's not telling you. He never told the church this. Only the preachers preach this through the pulpit. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Okay. I just want to, amen, thank God that God has in store for us a plan to turn our hearts around from the way we are thinking today. Amen. The other thing, we in Isaiah 59. Amen. Isaiah 59. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. It's not that he can't hear. He will not hear you because of your sin. Amen. Can I get a witness here? I say he will not hear you because of your sin. Two things you have to understand here. Sin and forgiveness. Amen. Unforgiveness, I'm sorry. Sin and unforgiveness is a big hindrance, amen, to Christian prayer. Amen. The Bible tells us this in Mark 11:25 pertaining to forgiveness. What are we going to do, church? Hallelujah. Is we're going to continue to listen to this prosperity boogaloo, or we're going to read the scriptures, find the words for our own selves, and gain understanding. Amen. What are we going to do? Amen. Because the understanding is here. Amen. Can I get a witness here? If you truly desire it, want it, acknowledge it, it is in your heart. Amen. You cannot just pray and get anything that you want. Amen. Look at the contractual agreement in the Word of God, and then you will see what you really have to do, amen. Can I get a witness here? I'm going to get ready to close, amen, in chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews. Chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews, amen. Hallelujah. Again, we're talking about prayer, Christian prayer, the untold truth, part 2. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 14, it says that seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed unto the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, our confession. Amen. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. I believe this is one of the key points to prayer. Amen. You say, well, why is that, Brother Bob? I say, well, one thing you have to understand the scripture now. Amen. The scripture in verse 15 says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. God knows what you're going through, no matter what circumstances or what situation that is in your life, amen. Even before you make that prayer, he knows what you're going through, amen. Why? Because he's been through the same things, amen. Or he has been through things much worse than what we have been through. He has been through them to the point in which he died on the cross for them, amen. Can I get a witness here? So that he knows and understand, church, how we feel in most instances, amen. So we need to understand this. If God understand, amen, and already know, amen, hallelujah, oh God, that means he's with us on every circumstance or situation of our life. And he's leading us through the whole ordeal. Amen. This is why in the next verse it says we can come to the altar boldly. That word bold is talking about with confidence. With confidence that what? That God have our back. That God is with us no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance is. God, Almighty God, will have you and I back.